Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This NFL postseason and every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free, all on the road to Super Bowl 57. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com. Via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, all sponsored by AutoZone. Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Maggie, this Aaron Rodgers news isn't news. What you say on the golf course doesn't count.
Well, it does when there's like thousands of cameras around. I'll get the thoughts of one of our favorite guests, of course, Michael Lombardi. He's hosted the Lombardi Line on VSiN. Of course, we're big fans of the GM Shuffle around here. Michael, thank you for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Maggie. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
All's good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're trying to make sense of this quarterback carousel, which is why we wanted to talk with you today. Because if you are the front office of the Green Bay Packers, we're joking around about Aaron Rodgers. Are you trading Aaron Rodgers this offseason?
I'm not, but, you know, I'm not sure that it's not headed for a divorce. I mean, it seems that way when you read it, right? It seems like they want to part. I think the issue really for me is, what is Rodgers' mindset? Is he playing a year? Does he want to play three more years? Because to me, that factors into the trade compensation if you trade them. Like if I were a team like, let's say, the New York Jets, and Joe Douglas calls Brian Gutekunst and says, look, we're interested, but I got to have some assurances that he's going to play 3 years. Because if I'm going to pay what you're asking me for, I'm not renting him for a year. I think that's the sticking point.
Now, Mike, how does it actually technically work? I've read that it almost has to be after June 1st to make the money work for Aaron Rodgers. So doesn't that limit his time to learn a new team and a new offense anyway?
Well, but you could post the trade if they waited till June 1, but you could post that trade. But look, the way the thing is obviously he's a smart player and he could certainly learn it and he could certainly get experience and he'd have minicamp and all those things. But the reality of it is there's really, what's he missing? The OTA days, 10 days of OTAs and a minicamp, which he's going to have the minicamp anyway. And if you trade it for Aaron Rodgers, you can make all your OTA days in June if you get them. So he's not missing anything.
Very interesting.
You don't have to do the OTAs in May. You can do them all in June. You could do for the 2 weeks in June, you could do OTAs and do all that at one time.
How would Aaron Rodgers be in a Josh McDaniels offense, for example? You obviously know the X's and O's so much more of this. Is that a huge adjustment to go from had in Green Bay to, say, Josh McDaniels or a new system in New York?
It would be an adjustment they would have to modify, yeah. I mean, the thing is, as you could see from Brady, let's just take Brady in Tampa. Brady was trained one way how to play the position in the New England system. You know, when he went down to Tampa and it started out, it wasn't the right thing, and then it became a problem, and then eventually they kind of worked it around it, but this year it became a real issue, the way they kind of work the game plan, do all the details, all that. And it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, right? So it was hard for Brady. It'd be hard for Rodgers to leave that system that he's used to and kind of go somewhere else, you know, where he's had such freedom at the line. Not that Brady wouldn't in Josh McDaniels' system. It's just a whole different set of playing. And at what point in your career do you really want to do that? You know, when LaFleur first went to Green Bay, you know, Rodgers hates turning his back on the formation, on the defense, right? He's not a big believer in, hey, I'm going to fake the outside zone, turn my back, and set up behind the backup tackle. You know, that's not something he's real comfortable doing. It's just a preference. So you kind of have to work around a lot of that stuff. So it's just, look, quarterbacks are not like third basemen. You know, third basemen, they can play in any team. Quarterbacks have to be in the right system that fits their skill set, no matter how talented they are.
Michael Lombardi is joining us. He's the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN. Well, Packers aren't the only team that has some questions at quarterback. A lot of teams do. The 49ers are another one. Michael, if Brock Purdy is not going to be available for 6 months, I mean, you're talking baseball analogies. We're all familiar with Tommy John. That rarely ever goes as a straightforward recovery. I mean, what are the 49ers' options at quarterback?
You know, that's, I think it's certainly, look, they just want, they went to the Final Four with a rookie, seventh round pick. And one thing Kyle, I think, does a great job of is understanding what his system needs, you know, accuracy, smarts, guy who played a lot of games, you know, so I would think they have to. Let's just say Brock Purdy has to have Tommy John surgery, which we've all seen out there. There's some people that think he needs that. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's some. You know, then he's out for a year. There's no way you can go into the season next year with Trey Lance as your only quarterback. There's just no way. I don't care how many Trey Lance enthusiasts there are in this country and how many people think, you know, there are some people that thought he should be a candidate for MVP this year, you know, and bet that number. I thought that was ridiculous. But the reality here is they'd have to go get somebody that Kyle fits. Now, remember, we all talk about this all the time. Kyle, before Garoppolo, and after Garoppolo, we used to talk about he only wins with Garoppolo. But now he's won with Purdy, right? He didn't win with Kirk Beathard. He didn't win with Nick Mullins. He didn't win with other Brian Hoyer. But he has won with him. You know, I mean, maybe they finally get a Kirk Cousins reunion. Maybe Minnesota decides that they need to get some cap room and trade Kirk Cousins to San Francisco. I'm throwing that out there. But I think they have to be in the market for somebody other than Lance.
Kyle Shanahan got an interesting question at his closing press conference yesterday. If he feels at all responsible for so many quarterbacks getting hurt, is there something systematic in San Francisco that's putting their quarterbacks at risk, or is it just a string of bad luck?
Well, I mean, look, the play he gets hurt on, right? You know, they're in a 70 protection, which means the tight end blocks the guy at the end of the line. The Eagles were playing a five-down defensive line look, so they covered up the guards. They had another defensive end on one side, and they had Riddick, who they're calling the Sam backer, but he's really a down lineman, right? So they had the tight end in the protection. And if Purdy steps up in the pocket, this is what we call the vertical set in the pocket. This is where quarterbacks really test their courage. They test their awareness, right? And this isn't a lack of courage on Purdy's part, but you have to have pocket awareness. You know the edge is coming around. And if you step and work and climb the pocket, which we talk about in the league all the time, you got to climb the pocket. If you climb the pocket, he gets that throw off. But he kind of thought it was blocked. You got to be able to feel it out of your eye. And he got hit. And so, look, I don't know how anybody can accuse Kyle's offense of hurting the quarterback more when we just witnessed a league where 70 different players played quarterback.
I know.
It's the most of the NFL. So was it Kyle's fault for all 70 getting hurt? Like, I don't understand it. Like, the quarterbacks are – the game's hard. It's hard, too. Nobody says anything about Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor lets Joe Burrow get the crap beat out of him every week. I mean, they're in 5-0 protection all the time, and he's got to get rid of the ball. Like, at some point, you know, you're sitting on your couch saying, hey, Zach, how about blocking? How about helping this guy? Your right tackle can't block anybody. But they keep doing it.
Michael Lombardi is our guest. He's the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN, and we're big fans of the GM Shuffle podcast as well. And I heard something, Michael, you said, I only got to listen to a little bit before the show, which is about you thought that Tom Brady was either going to play in Florida or not play at all because of his family and, you know, he didn't want to be too far away from them. And, you know, Miami was a possibility. We know the Dolphins got docked a first-round pick because they tampered with Brady. You know, are you fully closing the door on Brady in Miami? Because to me, going into the season with Tua having suffered the concussions that he did this offseason feels like a really risky move.
I think it really is. I mean, you know, but there's so many Tua fans out there and enthusiasts, and Miami is so obsessed with proving they did the right thing and not picking Herbert and picking Tua that they're just blinded to anything. You know, Tua's going to have a hard time staying healthy. There's a great line by Buddy Ryan. There's a place in football for the little man. It's just not in front of the big man. And that happens. You know, this Bryce Young conversation, and he's going to be the first pick, and people are going to trade the King's ransom to get him. He's 189 pounds soaking wet. We just watched 70 quarterbacks play at the quarterback position. It's hard to stay healthy at 189 pounds. I missed the memo that Doug Flutie was back in vogue at the position. I didn't get that memo. I don't understand it. I know we got 1,000 draft picks out there that people are telling you, but at some point when you have a little quarterback and that doesn't move and doesn't work the pocket, Drew Brees did. It's hard. But remember, Drew Brees, the reason he's not a Miami Dolphins is because his shoulder was destroyed and they had to repair it. There was a lot of people who didn't think he was ever going to play football again.
All right, Mike, so does this retirement stick for Tom Brady? Does he get a call later in the offseason or next season and get tempted?
I think so. I really do. I think so. I think he's done. And I think, you know, what I said today on the show, and I said this on the podcast, you know, his arm strength didn't get him. His athleticism didn't get him. His courage didn't get him. His other body parts didn't break down. What got him was his love of being a father. And as a father in a divorce, as a single father now, he's got to devote time to his children, which is an admirable thing to do. He's played a lot of football. I think he just basically has to get his life back in order again in terms of his family life and connect as he kind of navigates the terrain here before he even jumps into the TV booth and starts doing games.
Michael, last one from me and my esteemed colleague here to my left, Andrew Perloff, before you came on, laid out like a 10-point plan for why Sean Payton is like a slam dunk in Denver. We're going to see an immediate boost. He's going to, you know, he's going to be excellent. They're playoff bound. Yeah, the playoff bound, rather. It was really something. It was like we should have had a PowerPoint in here and, like, you know, turn down the lights. What do you think about Sean Payton and the immediate impact?
Well, I think he'll have one. I mean, look, he's an outstanding coach. He's got a lot of, and you know, his success, spending time with Parcells really has helped Sean as a coach. Understand how to coach, how to be the head coach of the team, how to be the CEO of the team, how to run it from a three-dimensional standpoint, how it's not subcontracting. So I think there's no doubt that he'll make them. They're not a team devoid of talent. They'll be synthesized, and they will work with alignment in all three phases. Now, whether he can save and salvage Russell Wilson, I don't know. Will he make him look a little bit better? I think Russell's going to have to change how he plays. You know, Russ can't – he's not the chef here. Sean is. Russ ain't cooking. Russ working in the line. And so I think that's going to go. But, look, they traded Bradley Chubb for Sean Payton. You'd make that trade every day.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right. I didn't think it was too much to give up. It's basically a late first-round pick and a second. We didn't think the compensation for that was overwhelming. I think in maybe some ways New Orleans got fleeced on this one.
Well, I mean, they get the 2 next year to 24, but they get a 3 in 24, too, so they flopped. You know, they moved picks around. Look, here's the reality that we all have to understand. This is where we make a mistake in sports. You can never overpay for a great coach. Mm. You just look at the coaches that won. Gruden, even though the Bucs overpaid, he didn't last very long. They won a Super Bowl. So they got something out of that deal. But, you know, certainly New England didn't overpay for Belichick or the Jets for Parcells or any of that. So I think when you pay for good – here's the reality. It happens in all of – in sports. When you overpay for good, it kills you. You never overpay for great.
There you go.
Love it. Thank
Michael,
you, Mike.
Can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Michael Lombardi is the host of the Lombardi Line on VSiN and, of course, the GM Shuffle as well. Thank you, Michael. Hope to see you in Phoenix.
Thank you.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.